This week on The Marquee, we've got monsters, zombies, and a dead poet. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in World War Z, a United Nations employee, played by Brad Pitt, travels the world in search of a cure for the zombie infection that has brought the Earth to the brink of extinction.
Well, for something a little lighter, there's Pixar's latest, Monsters University. This Monsters, Inc. prequel follows Mike and Sully as their meeting as college freshmen turns into a bitter rivalry. Though it isn't as original or as sophisticated as some other Pixar films, it's a fun-filled flick that parents and kids can enjoy together.
The Bling Ring is based on the disgustingly true story of a group of fame-obsessed teenagers that use the internet to track down celebrity homes and then rob them. Sofia Coppola writes and directs this cautionary tale of jealousy and fame.
Also opening in Columbus, in the indie coming-of-age comedy The Kings of Summer, three boys declare their freedom from overbearing parents and set out to build their own house in the woods.
In the East, Britt Marling stars as an intelligence operative working to infiltrate a terrorist organization simply known as the East. When she finds herself falling in love with their leader, she begins to question where her loyalties lie.
Opening at the Gateway, Joss Whedon's adaptation of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing follows two couples on the bumpy road to true love. It isn't as grand as Kenneth Branagh's version, but this simple, stripped-down adaptation allows the story and the bard's wit to shine through. But my pick this week is a tough one. Monsters University is a great pick for family movie night, and I enjoyed World War Z, too. But I'm going to give my pick to Much Ado About Nothing. It's a simple but impressive adaptation of my favorite Shakespearean play.
Shockingly, I didn't care for Monsters University as much as Kristen did, so I'm going to recommend World War Z. I can't compare it to the book, but strictly as a film, it works decently well.
Or if your weekend plans don't include battling the crowds at the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like 21 and Over. When a pair of college kids show up to celebrate their high school friend's 21st birthday, they end up on a booze-fueled adventure of epic proportions. Though it's about as crude and obnoxious as you might expect, this college party flick is surprisingly charming and wildly funny.
X-Men director Bryan Singer directs the larger-than-life adventure Jack the Giant Slayer. In this retelling of the classic fairy tale, Jack, played by Nicholas Holt, must rescue the princess from vengeful giants living above the clouds.
In the eerie family drama, Stoker, Mia Wasikowska stars as an introverted teen who meets the uncle she never knew existed at her father's funeral. It's all about the atmosphere for this moody thriller, but the story will leave you with more questions than answers.
The Last Exorcism Part 2 is a terrible sequel to a forgettable film. Its greatest attribute is this amazingly funny title that seems to spit in the face of anyone with an ounce of common sense. With that said, I can't wait for the next Last sequel.
Dustin Hoffman directs Quartet, a lovable comedy about the residents of a home for retired musicians and the notorious new resident whose participation in their upcoming gala could keep the home up and running.
If you love watching A-list and some B- and C-list talent be extremely raunchy, then Movie 43 might be the film for you. Hugh Jackman, Kate Winslet, Seth MacFarlane, Emma Stone, Richard Gere, and many other stars embarrass themselves in this film, which took years to complete and will take even more years to forget. Also being released this week are two classic 80s horror films, the werewolf-centered The Howling and the nude space vampire flick Life Force.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll choose 21 and Over. After seeing a number of painful college party flicks in recent years, I was shocked by how much I enjoyed this one.
Since I love 80s horror, I'm going to recommend Life Force and The Howling, which have both received well-deserved restorations thanks to Scream Factory.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Cops on the Case and Chaos in the Capitol. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
when there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the